Sure, nice and convenient, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Her neighbors of 21 years just moved out yesterday, so it's kind of sad. See new people moving in, but old people moving out.
It's kind of, it's an interesting time to be moving.
Yeah. Certainly didn't have their house on the market very long.
It is a crazy market here in North Salt Lake. We've been looking for bigger homes in North Salt Lake since I think we've just about outgrown our little home.
Uh-huh.
And we'd love to have the studio in it, and it has been just crazy house shopping in North Salt Lake. Within 24 hours, they'll have several offers.
I know, and then you have to outbid everybody, don't you? We've been cleaning out my mother-in-law's home in Layton and decided we'd put it on the market after painting and cleaning, and the realtor called last week. We had it 99% cleaned out, and another realtor came in and saw it and offered us a bid, you know, bid we couldn't refuse. So we are keeping our fingers crossed everything goes through, but we didn't end up having to paint it or put new carpet in or any of that. So that was awesome. Not even on the market.
It is. It's a great time to be selling. North Salt, yeah. In the last probably 2 months, we made 3 offers on houses in North Salt Lake.
And we've
been within 24 hours of it listing. And we've been outbid every single time.
Cammy, do we have any homes in our neighborhood for sale?
I keep my eye out on North Salt Lake every single day.
So you know what's around here.
I do. Anyway, I think we have just about everyone. Ron said that he'd be hopping in and out. His daughter's graduating and they're doing a virtual graduation. Let me see.
Yeah, there's Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Hello.
And Ryan and Dallas. Oh, yeah, that's a...
Yep, I think we have everyone, right? Are we expecting anyone else? Sally or Ryan or David?
Is Sally coming?
I don't see Sally on here.
Oh, I was just going to ask, did Gordon say he couldn't make it today?
Yeah. He said that his daughter's graduating.
Oh, congratulations to Gordon.
Yeah. It's an interesting graduation, so he won't be able to make it. Okay. Sally, I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm going to go ahead and start recording.
Sally had to run for a second, but it is she's got a recorder going too, but yeah, go ahead and start recording. She'll be back in.
Perfect. Okay. All right, welcome to the North Salt Lake Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation Advisory Board meeting, Tuesday, May 26th. I just want to start out with any new updates. I think some of the parks have opened up. David, if you wanna just let us know what the latest and greatest news is, so that we can all be on the same page.
Really, probably the only real news is, I guess, the splash pad still closed. That was discussed last Tuesday at the council meeting. But the county's guidelines are pretty clear. If you can't release a crowd of that size, then you keep social distancing and that'll shut you down. So that's the main reason why that. We'll talk about that a little bit more in my update later. A little bit of you guys' input on that. Other than that, restrooms are open now, and playgrounds are open. So, other than that, anything else you can get to today? No, everything
we said. So, is nothing else closed at this point? It's just the splash pad. Everything else is business as usual for this time of year.
Yeah.
Okay, it's great to know. All right. right. Does anyone have any other questions? I think that's pretty clear cut. Comments? Okay. Just real quick, going through the updates, the event updates. We're still holding off on the concerts. The Kite Festival obviously has been canceled this year. Summer Trail Series, that's something that we still want to, I think we can still manage to have happen this year. The Corral is also, Kristen, have you heard anything back from Brett regarding?
Well, I heard a couple of things. He says he's, based on what he's heard of other choruses across, I guess, Utah and across the nation, that they have been a breeding ground for the coronavirus. So he wasn't necessarily saying he wanted us to get back together. However, he broached the idea of us having a virtual rehearsals that we would get on and practice. I don't know the response. I haven't seen anything since he sent that out about 10 days ago. And then, because he'd like to get started on it. And I do too, because the concert that was going to be held on May 8th was Pop's old songs again, so that was fun. He also said that he didn't know about our commitment to go back to Radio City Music Hall. He said he hasn't heard anything on that, so he hasn't. There's no definite information as far as when we're going to start or anything like that as of yet. So hopefully by the next meeting we'll hear.
So still, everything's on hold. Still.
Planning to.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're hoping to start, I'm sure, in the next, I don't know, I guess I was going to say a couple of months.
Okay. All right, keep us posted there. NSL Reads, we're still planning on it. Is there any reason to think otherwise? Ryan, or?
I think that's a good one to still plan on. We might have to figure out something. If they don't go to green before then, we'd be limited to 50, and so we might have to switch it and do, limited in person and do a virtual or do something. But I think for now, we should plan on it, secure an author, and go on that full steam. And then I was just going to add in, for the trail series, we talked about it a little bit at City Council, and I think we could do that. We're still out. It's outdoors. There's no, there's no like clumping or gathering. People come and hike that trail as they go. If we do it the same as previous years, and so I think we could do that one and continue with NSL Reads and those going forward.
Great. Okay. Yeah, I sent Ron the NSL Reads information that Naomi had left. Few notes of potential authors. I sent them to him earlier today, so I can chat with him on that. By next meeting, we'll have a little bit more information for that. For the Summer Trail Series, do you remember which ones we did last year? I know we did Wild Rose.
Yeah, we did the open space, the Foxborough Wetlands Park as well, that open space in South Foxborough. And then they did the new trail that's part of the boat takeout.
Oh, that's right.
It was the same day that we did like the boat takeout opening, right? And you could hike the trail there.
Was that Bonneville Shoreline?
So it's part of the Jordan River Parkway Trail.
So I got this thing from Elisa today because I was talking to her about it.
Oh, good.
And it said that they did Wild Rose, Foxborough Wetlands, and Bonneville Shoreline.
Bonneville Shoreline would have been like up above
Tunnel Springs.
Oh, that's Tunnel like Springs. Tunnel, yeah, Springs. That we did. I went to that one too.
So they must.
So
have
did
so
they
I
do
think
four?
They did four. They did four.
Oh,
last
okay.
Year.
Was the boat takeout part of the Foxborough Wetlands?
I think they just combined it. She had the maps and did some of the stuff there the same day as the like. The groundbreaking, right? We had the food truck there.
Right.
So that was probably the same day.
Yeah.
Are there any other ones that we should consider for this year? I'm trying to think.
So I think the Art Gregerson Memorial Trail would be interesting because hardly anybody knows about it and nobody hikes it hardly. Whenever I took the scouts there, I mean, there's no more scouting, but whenever I took the scouts there, It was, we were always the only ones there. And that's kind of a cool trail that nobody knows about.
Where is that, Ryan? Where is that?
So that's at the first landslide in North Salt Lake. So if you go up Eagle Ridge Drive and you take your left into the neighborhood. In fact, let me pull up the map so I can tell you the name of the
road. Oh, over off Spring Hill? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Spring Hill. Yep, it's the Spring Hill landslide. So the land at the end of this, and there's probably some legalese about this and how it was named, but the land got donated, but it couldn't be used for anything, and it couldn't be used for a park, but it's a geological park to sustain the ground after the landslide. So we put a trail in through it. And so we can't have sod or grass or amenities there due to the legal contract, but we can have hiking. And so all through there, it's actually really pretty. You hike up through the scrub oak, like the whole way. It's like a big loop, and then you can also access it up from Parkway Drive. And actually the Parkway entrance is really pretty. Well, the Spring Hill entrance is actually pretty ugly. The Parkway entrance is really pretty.
So online, it's called the Spring Hill Geological Park. Because yeah. I was doing some research today. Because of last time I said that I would kind of head this up because the Kite Festival kind of... So I'm still happy to do that if people are okay with that. Because that was actually on my list. Because I'm like, oh, I don't know this one. But it looked interesting.
That'd be great.
But you called it Art Gregerson?
Well, so years ago, a guy named Art Gregerson owned a bunch of homes in the area and rented them out and then donated some of the land for this. And so there's a placard on the trail to Art Gregerson.
Okay.
And so we kind of talk about it. And the placard's up on Parkway Drive because I think that's the land that he owned. Historically, so but the Spring Hill side, I don't think he owned it there. I think he owned it up on the Parkway side where it taps in. So I've always heard it referred to as the Art Gregerson Memorial Trail, but I don't know if that's what it's officially called or if that's just where we have the memorial and then it's the Spring Hill Geological side. Call it whatever we really call that.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah, Rachel, I think
comment.
Manuel. Yeah, Tammy.
I know his son. I went to school with him, so I've known him since elementary school. So if you want me to contact his dad or like to find out anything about that, I could if you want.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, so his name is Gene. I know the kids. So I went to Orchard Elementary, and so we could maybe find out any information about that if you wanted to know.
I think that'd be a cool little thing to share with people as they come through the trail.
Their kids actually still live close by here. So.
Yeah, that'd be great, Tammy. And then, Rachel, if you're okay heading that up, I think that'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we'll add that one to the list for this year. Are there any others?
I just looked, and maybe it's the same. The Center Street Trailhead, is that the same as the Foxborough one that you did last year? It looks like it's right there, kind of by Legacy Parkway.
Yeah,
is that...
I think that's a good one to add in. So
okay.
You can enter that trail from Center Street.
Oh, is that why? Okay.
Or park at the boat to take out, and then you just hike the river, and when you get to the end of the river, it taps into the rest of that trail system, and then you can just hike the trail down there. I actually think that'd be kind of a really cool one because nobody knows about it. We can spend a lot of money to build it.
Yeah.
I mean, we got grants and stuff too, but I think that's a neat one.
That one's different than that one's going south then?
Yeah, you can go in right at Center Street and then you just go south and then it taps in the Legacy Trail and that Jordan River Parkway Trail system.
I see that. Okay.
So I had just preliminarily wrote dates June 6th, July 11th, and August 1st for these trails. They are the 6th of June and the 1st of August is the first Saturday, and then July 11th is the second Saturday because of the 4th of July. August 1st, that first Saturday. Do we want to go in September and do 4 or just keep it at 3?
I think 3 is great, just okay. A few months of the summer.
Okay.
Can we get it marketed by June 6th?
Yeah, I can send, I'll make a graphic and I'll text it over to Linda and she can put it on the NSL chat.
On the face. Okay.
And then what's the third trail? So I have the...
I don't have an idea. Anyone have an idea? For July 11th, I put the Center Street Trail as the first one on June 6th. I don't have one for the 11th. And August 1st, I did the geological Spring Hill, Art Gregerson.
What other trails are we missing? I feel like we have several others. Am I wrong on that, David?
I think we fit most of them there. TJ, is there any you can think of? You got the Legacy Trail, but that one mentioned.
Is that the same trail as Center Street? No?
No, it's totally different.
It's totally different.
Is that one going up?
That one goes north.
And where do you enter that one? Anywhere?
A good entrance is at the Lifeline Center. And there's parking there.
Oh, I did see Center that Street. One.
And there's parking right there at Center Street, and then you can head north. And there's also parking in, it's only like a handful of stalls, but there's parking in North Foxboro, and then there's parking again at Legacy Park. And you can go north from Legacy Park. But the other option is, with that one, which could be fun, is that you could have people at the Lifeline Center, at Center Street, and then you could have people at Legacy Park. You know, so it's like, hey, leave here and go get your popsicle at Legacy Park or something, and then hike back or walk back or something. And that could be that'd be kind of fun. Like anyone enters from either side, and you're like, hey, head to the other side, get a free treat, and then head back.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So is that the same, if you're meeting at the Lifeline, is that what you called it, at that center? Is that the same trailhead for the Center Street going south?
It's not. So the Center Street trailhead for the other one is, I mean, there's no parking at that trailhead. That's why I think the parking for the other one, we should do it at the boat takeout, Porter's Landing boat takeout on Jordan River Drive. Because otherwise nobody can park there.
For the Center Street one?
For the Center Street one.
Okay.
I think you should park at the boat takeout.
Okay.
Dave, John, do you guys agree? Okay.
Yeah, because I'm looking at I know it's an older map on the city website, the city trails.
Yeah.
And it has the city centers. The Center Street trailhead has both of the trails coming out from there, from that trailhead.
Yeah.
But yeah, that makes more sense than mine. Should we plan on that? I think that's...
So should I call June 6th the Jordan River Trail as to not confuse people and park at the boat takeout?
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
Okay.
Is Meridian Peak part of some other trail that you'd mentioned? Because there's this one in Meridian Peak is in All Trails.
Oh.
I've never done this one, but.
Meridian, where does it say that?
It is. Trailhead is off of. A road that's connected to Eagle Point Drive.
And it's called Meridian?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the map's not giving me any name on the street it's coming off of.
I'm not seeing that. Does that ring any bells for anyone?
Oh, Meridian Peak, let's see.
It's in like Salt Lake stuff, isn't it?
It says North Salt Lake on it, so. Well, maybe the city name on the top is North Salt Lake, but the description talks about near North Salt Lake.
Right.
But with this street, it looks like it.
Looks like Meridian Peak is between
Ensign like, Peak and Tunnel Springs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What I'm seeing.
Okay.
At least on Google Maps, yeah. We did Tunnel Springs last year. These events.
Yeah. That's a good one, though. We could add it on the list for next year.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, and if we tie back into the Tunnel Springs one, we can.
Yeah.
I see it there, the little trail you can see coming up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think that's a good one to tie into with the Tunnel Springs. Okay, so then for this year, we'll stick with the Jordan River Trail on the 6th.
Okay.
And then on the 11th, we'll do the Legacy.
Okay.
And then on the, in August, we'll do the
Geological one?
Yep.
Okay.
Springhill or the Arc. What was the last name?
Gregerson?
Gregerson.
Okay, I'll work on that and get the graphic to Linda tomorrow.
Thanks, Rachel.
Yeah.
All right, and then, let's see. And I can help out with that too, Rachel.
Okay.
We can plan on what things we want to have there at the trailheads.
Okay.
And then we can hand out.
Do we still have the brochures?
Do we have more of those on David? Okay. Yeah, those would be good ones to hand out. Is that online? Is that brochure online?
Yeah, it's online. All the hard copies are single.
Okay. I wasn't able to find one of the PDF versions while I was going through this. But yeah, that'd be great to have. We can pick some up. Awesome. Anything else that we should talk about for that, those events, those trail?
I don't think so. I was just planning on getting some water and maybe granola bars or fruit leather or something, but
yeah.
Not super sugary, right?
That's what we did supposed to be last year. Exactly. Okay. Yeah, and
okay.
Yeah, we can chat about that also.
Okay. All right.
Okay, and then, like I said, the reads, I'll connect with Ron more on that once he has some time to look through what Naomi handed off. Halloween 3K, which is in October, we're still planning on that. Tammy, I wonder if that might be one that you'd be interested in helping just spearhead for us.
Sure, that'd be fine.
I know that the recreation team was going to help out with that a lot also. That'd be a good one to keep our eyes on. And then a photo contest, Dallas, I don't know if you've had time to think about that very much since the last meeting.
We had emailed back and forth, Ryan and
Christine,
yeah. And I, my thoughts were whether we include people from outside of the city or not. If we had just kind of a free for all for the pictures, or if they had a theme, whether we wanted them to have something that's contemporary versus any picture that they might have taken within the last 50 years. So there were a lot of things to consider, really. I don't think we'd really come up with any certain conclusions on this.
Well, one of the things, too, we talked about, you had a good suggestion, was you know, if we're going to choose their picture and we're going to give it to them when it's done, let's choose a picture that they like and we'll hang up and use, versus just make a big copy of it and then they're going to get it back and go, what am I going to do with this now?
Yeah.
You know, maybe something they're not interested in.
Yeah. So the idea is that the picture has to be in North Salt Lake. The picture has to be of North Salt Lake.
That could be up for debate, because I mean, are we looking for landmarks? There's only so many landmarks and interesting things that everybody can identify.
Right.
Or if we allow them just kind of to let them take their creativity wherever they want to go, that makes it easier for them.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, you can wrap up.
Oh, and then another thought we had was for those who didn't win, who didn't actually win the print and everything, that we would get permission from them to be able to feature them on the North Salt Lake Instagram, have their picture posted sometime, and that helped build the following for the Instagram.
Yeah, having content to share. Like that. I think to me it makes sense to tie it back to North Salt Lake, like some part of it. Either the actual content has to be of North Salt Lake, or the photographer has to be connected to North Salt Lake.
Yeah. Well, I think it'd be good to keep it to the residents, because then it could get possibly out of control from anybody who sees it online and says, all right, I'm going to enter, and, you know, they live in Cambodia or something.
Right. And that's where, I mean, if we open it up to everyone, then I think that's where we'd say it has to be a picture of something in North Salt Lake.
Oh.
So, trying to frame it in one way or the other, right?
Ryan, what were your thoughts on that? I know that you loved this idea and brought it up to me.
Yeah, as I read through the emails, I can easily see both sides. I like the idea of having artwork hanging in City Hall of pictures taken in North Salt Lake, right? Like, I think it's fun, and I don't even think it needs to be like landmarks of North Salt Lake, but tree branches, leaves, or a person, or kids smiling at a park, or whatever. Like, I just like the idea of walking into North Salt Lake City Hall and seeing artwork that took place in North Salt Lake. Like, I think that sounds cool and helps make North Salt Lake a place, because I feel like we're a place. We're not just a drive-through location. Like, I love living here, right? And so I like that. I can be swayed either way. If those pictures have to be taken by a North Salt Lake resident or anyone, I like the idea of all the pictures being submitted being taken in North Salt Lake, and so that we can pick the winners. I think Dallas had some really good comments back. I had originally thought, like, let's have a bunch of like topics that we could go, but I'm not an artist, and he's like, no, don't confine their art and limit it. I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but something
to a wider photographer base. And then we can also have a North Salt Lake, a special prize for a North Salt Lake resident, right? That way we're still encouraging our local residents to participate.
And Dallas had a really good point about making sure that there were categories for...
Wanted a sunset shot. Well, tonight's not going to be a great sunset, so give them enough time where they can get that shot that they want. Find the perfect conditions or wait for the rain if that's what they want, whatever they're looking for.
Could we do it by the end? It came out about 10, 12 days ago, didn't it?
Yeah, so then will the next one be in July?
Might be a minute.
Is it every other month or every month?
I feel like it's every month.
Yeah, I do too.
We can send it to Linda and she can get it in the newsletter.
And then she'll get it up on social media. Do you want to put that together, Dallas, and then I'm happy to discuss over email also to make sure we have all the different ideas set up. If you need my input, if not, I think we could just run with it. And then I think in the next couple weeks we get that up and out, give people a chance to get some photos in.
Okay.
And we can talk about prizes also. Did we say much about prizes, Ryan, before? I can't remember.
I don't think I have either.
Well, one of the things, my original thought, and you know, it's more since then, was just that we'd print the pictures with the funds so that they'd hang in City Hall, and then at the end of the year, when we announced the next winners, we would give the previous artists their photos. Mm-hmm. But Dallas added, you know, Dallas has won this type of contest in other cities. Sometimes you get a really big picture of something that you then put behind your couch because you got to store it somewhere, right? But you're not going to hang it, and so that may not be quite as nice. So we could do some small other awards as well, besides just the pictures,
right? Okay. Yeah, Dallas, I'd love to hear your thoughts on what might be a compelling prize.
New car.
Right.
Cash would be.
Yeah,
probably
just monetary.
The easiest.
Yeah. And I think we can do that. I can circle up would Ken be the one to discuss that with, Ryan? Or okay, yeah, I think we could do that. Yeah, Rachel.
Could you do a cash and then maybe a gift card to a North Salt Lake business or something to kind of
bring it back?
Yeah, promote
it. Bring it back
and
support our city. I don't know, like.
Yeah, I like that idea a lot.
Okay.
I can.
Oh, yeah, you could even do it to the gas stations.
Yeah,
to get gas, you know?
It's so cheap right now.
for now.
Do you want to. Okay. What? Yeah, if you want to come up with like the categories, Dallas, and then we can talk through it. And then decide how many prizes and what they should be, depending on how many categories we come out with.
Well, I think it was mostly age groups for categories where we had youth, and then I would just say youth and adult. Because in one of the contests, there were people that were entering at the amateur that I'm looking at their photo going, I think you're, this looks professional, and you spent $500 on this painting, or this, not this painting, this canvas, and,
and hustling people,
rigging
it's
the
funny.
System so that you're top the class on the amateur.
Well, I think we're just going to have them send like the JPEG, right? Because we're the one that's going to print it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll probably want we wouldn't want full size JPEGs like from a million people because that would just gum up your email. Just have something smaller, and then if you win, you send a full size. Printable copy.
Okay.
Well, I guess it probably would matter because that would be a lot to explain to somebody who might just be out with their phone.
Do you want to kind of document all of these thoughts that we're throwing at you?
Yeah.
And then if you want to send it to Christine, myself, and Ryan, and then we can kind of bounce the ideas off each other. And finalize it, and then I can help connect that with Linda to communicate it out.
Yeah, I think there's some verbiage on some of that stuff that we use that could help too. Just about, you know, how do we want them to submit it, and then we can decide how do we want them to submit it because they just did it by email in our office too. So
right.
Not make it too hard.
Do we have a Parks and Arts email address or something that they can submit it to? Or something that they can send them all to that you can put on the advertising? Or, I Maybe we could just put one of ours. We could send them all to you, Dallas, and you could share them with us, and we could judge. But I just wanted to know, you know, what email did you want to post that everybody sees?
I'll have to look through my records. I feel like we did have a Parks and Arts email address at one point for some event. So I can dig through my emails and see if that's the case. I think that makes the most sense, Ryan. That's a good call. Yeah, if you wanna just outline what we're thinking and then what we still need to decide on, Dallas, then we can do that. That's exciting. Thanks for heading that up. This is a fun new initiative, and thanks, Ryan, for pushing for it and being a champion of it. Okay, I think that's all of the event updates that we typically go through. Am I missing anything from that piece of all the work we do? Okay. So park visits and assignments. I'm sorry, I didn't send out any assignments last month, but I have them right now, and I'll just read them off if that's okay with everyone. I will take a look at Mathis Park this month. Rachel, if you can do Wild Rose. Ron's not here. But Ryan, can you do Foxborough South? Christine, Tunnel Springs?
Okay.
Dallas, you can take a look at Legacy. It's a big one, but... And I'll send out an email after this meeting with the report card that just some guiding thoughts on what to look for. And then Tammy, how does Deer Hollow Park sound? Awesome. Okay. Like I said, I'll send out the report card to use just as guidance on that. This next one. Any questions or comments on that? Yeah, I'm excited to come back. We've been taking lots of walks lately. I think like lots of people may have. And there have been some things at parks where I'm like, oh, I wonder if that's something that we can bring up in these types of settings. And say, hey, I noticed this at Hatch Park. And get some help from David and the team on things that are happening.
Something I was talking with my wife. We went up to... Springs Park, I can't remember the name. What was it?
Tunnel Springs,
right. I never remember. But I've tried to avoid that place taking pictures because it's so popular for photographers. And I've done it, admittedly. But we were talking about it'd be cool if we came up with other locations that are a good place to take photos.
That aren't necessarily like a city park?
Well, where it doesn't matter. It just seems like there's some draw for that for photographers. If we were to say, here's a list of cool places you can go see, so that there's not 20 photographers all vying for the same space.
Yeah. Like a little, yeah, go ahead, Ryan.
I was just gonna say, I like that you're saying, hey, let's not confine them to, you know, certain categories, but I like the idea of saying, you know, here are some suggestions or ideas, you know, and you could say, you could give them locations of these different things, like Porter Landing's boat takeout, right? Like, nobody's gonna think of that, but they could go get something right on the river, right on the Jordan River or something, that'd be really cool. Or like the trail series, the Spring Hill Geological Park is probably somewhere that nobody's there and you can take pictures. There used to be a family of fox kits and a family of foxes that lived right on the trail. And, you know, like it might be a place to see a deer or do something with a photo. So I think that might be two locations you could have in. But I also think maybe the North Salt Lake Town Center, you could just say like, architecture or, you know, buildings or something, city landscape in the North Salt Lake City Center.
So, Dallas, are you asking in relation to the contest, or are you saying...
Oh, no, this was just separate thoughts while we were on the hike. and we're walking past all these photographers, and it's just kind of like, that's we need to find some other places for everybody to go.
Yeah. Yeah, that I like that, and that's like an easy resource. I feel like we can get up on the site of like places where you can take photos that.
Yeah, when the parking lot is full, you can fall back on.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just ridiculous that the locations like the International Peace Garden, Tunnel Springs, that place just below the Capitol, that park there.
Yeah.
Everybody goes to these same spots to get pictures, and so it's just crowded.
Yeah, if you have the interest in and time to put together a resource like that, I think that'd be a fun thing to get up on the site.
Because
we have a few other resources there, updating them and adding new ones, I think would be great.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. Any questions or any other questions or comments on the park visits? I know? Okay. All right. Public Works. David, what do you have for us?
A couple things real quick. Let's start with Palmquist, because I think Ryan made some comments about Palmquist the other day in council meeting. Ken misremembered some stuff there. You started, Ryan?
I'm still here. Oh, okay. Let's go through it.
just with what you brought up, I don't think Ken remembered everything, because I had informed him on that, so I just wanted to let you know on that. We are working on some plans as far as a water master plan, which will dictate kind of where that tank zone needs to be. So like I said, that's kind of in hold, like we talked about last time. But what I would like to spend a little bit of time on is really talking about the splash pad real quick. So I would like to get you guys' opinion regarding the splash pad and specifically how to handle it going forward. So as I told you earlier, it's closed right now. I think most people are aware of that. We're in such a weird time where half the people are pissed off it's closed, the other half are pissed off that it's not open. I don't even get into that. Doesn't matter what you do, you're gonna make the wrong decision. But like I said, we've been just leaning on what the county's been telling us to do. The health department, and like I said, it's a clear violation right now for that to be open without being able to monitor people, without being able to keep the social distancing, without the ability to control those things, and it would definitely be a violation and you would get shut down anyway. Not to mention, like, companies like Lagoon, I don't know if it'd be the ability for lawsuits, but a lot of businesses that do the same thing that are still closed because they haven't been allowed to open up, which wasn't necessarily part of our decision there, or the city council's decision for that matter. But what I would like to throw past you guys is kind of, and I'm going to present to you this concept, but I'm going to preface everything here by saying the easiest thing for us is just to continue to operate the way we always have operated, which it just turns on. You don't have lifeguards, we don't have staff there, we really don't police it, we don't do a lot with it, we just turn it on and monitor the, make sure the water's good, do testing, those sorts of things to keep it into compliance. Let me try to share my screen real quick.
Let me allow that real quick, sorry. Go ahead and try it. So is the guidance from the county right now, is it they should be closed unless there's monitoring?
Yeah, with the current guidelines, basically, if you can't monitor, like, there's all sorts of rules. You're supposed to be taking temperature, supposed to be making sure people are parking. What screen do you guys see?
That's your kids, I'm assuming.
Okay, so this somebody's kids. Can you see the document now?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So we go to the top. Okay. So again, take all of what I'm going to say with just us trying to be in front of this. I think we have a few problems that this brings to light anyway, regardless of this COVID-19 situation and social distancing. We've got a lot of problems kind of beginning to build over the years over at the splash pad. And again, not that we want to do any of this, but I'm wondering, and the more we talk, we're starting to think that maybe some of this might be necessary. So what we've been looking at is putting a fence around the splash pad. A nice ornamental fence with controlling the entrances and the exits. This would allow us to open under the current situations. I know there wasn't really necessarily a lot of juice, and I'm good with that with the council right now, because I mean, it costs money, it costs staffing to do something like this. We're starting to think that maybe the fence would be a good idea anyway. You guys that have been on this committee a long time know about the dog issues we have and we continue to have there because people just disobey blatantly the rules that we have there. Anyway, this fence, I'm going to go through this really quick, but the concept here would be basically you patrol with a couple people, seasonals. You basically start policing how many people come in. This would give you the ability to develop a system where you could kick people out, I guess, after a while, depending on what the occupancy is based on. Have a waiting list. You could do things a lot. We really didn't get into the details of this in the council. We just sort of glazed over this. But I even wonder, because I know a lot of the complaints that we get, and I wish I knew exact numbers, but a large population of people that utilize a splash pad are not motorcycle residents. It's turned into kind of the new raging waters for people because it's cheap, it's free, they can just come, they hang out all day, make messes, they do their thing, and then they leave. You know, you could, even utilizing this system, you could potentially, you know, make it so that North Salt Lake residents would be free. You could do a lot of things where they can sign up online, or, you know, there's a myriad of ways this can happen. You know, you control the entrance, and then you'd have these turnstile gates that would allow exit only. This would, you know, you have to do some signage. Again, we'd have t-shirts, we'd have to, you know, train these kids. Seasonal employees that would run this. Again, it's a lot of work still. We kind of looked at these projections as far as costs, and I'm not going to bore you with all the little details. I can send this out to you guys later, but really, we think with 4 employees staffing it throughout the summer, we could rotate and make it so that it would work. And even just charging people $2 for entry, we feel like they're probably more than a break even just to staff it. I do think we threw down some of the positives and negatives. With the COVID situation, this really, something like this is the only way we can control it. Likely to pay for itself. To resolve the dog issue in the park, we can start to open up the park to dogs. We have a lot of, I think probably the biggest thing, at least just for the fence, I think the fence might be a good idea without doing the staffing. But that would eliminate the bikes, skateboards, rollerblades. We've had vehicles pull on the splash pad. We've had people food on the splash pad. We've had dog crap. We've had so many different things. People not having the kids wear swim diapers or showering and the hygiene stuff. This could eliminate the groups of people that just come and stay all day and play the loud music and do that stuff. Prevent vandalism. We've had a few acts of vandalism. We had a button there broke. People that broke things. Anyway, I kind of hit on most of the other things. We know how many people are using it. Then negatives again, requires staffing, requires regulation. Everybody hates regulation, requires a fence. And it's definitely a lot more difficult for us to manage. We have to hire it and all those things. Anyway, that's the kind of the quick and short of what we were kind of coming up with, because we're just trying to be out in front of all of this that's going on. We're up against these regulations that are getting passed down to us from the federal, state, and, you know, the local level. I question, probably the biggest thing where I throw it out to you guys is, what's the new normal going to be? is there ever going to be a situation where you can just reopen things and there's not going to be any form of distancing? I don't like being behind things. We like to be proactive, like to think ahead. This may be too much, maybe it is. In 2 weeks from now, you know, we might be criticized for not putting something like this together. I really don't know where to go. I kind of just like, we'd like to hear the residents' thoughts on this, what you guys think about this, what you heard from your neighbors. Because for as many people as I hear, just open it up and let us, you know, self-regulate ourselves. You hear the people that are upset with, you know, with the Ozarks. The Ozarks you saw over the weekend, there was thousands of people out and everybody's calling them idiots, you know. So, I don't know. We're just trying to make good decisions. I think the new, whatever the new normal is, might require something like this, is my opinion, to be honest with you. And at the least, I think even just maybe having a fence around it might be a pretty good idea. But I would just love to hear you guys' thoughts. And again, I can show you anything. I'll send you this out. But, I mean, we threw this together fairly quick. I mean, I'm not saying it's a perfect plan by any stretch, but this is what TJ and I really kind of sat down and came up with. Really kind of in panic mode, thinking we might have to open it or we might have to do something quick. Because, again, we want to be in front of it. So.
Yeah. Thanks, David. It was interesting. My parents live in Daybreak, and I saw a few splash pads open there. So I was wondering that, and I'm sure that other people might be wondering the same thing. I like the idea of having the fence, regardless of what happens. I think the points of the solving the dog issue and a few other issues, I think it'd be worth having the fence, no matter what what the new normal ends up being. And then my concern with having people pay for it, like as a resident, I wouldn't appreciate that, having to pay to take my kid to a city park or a splash pad. But I noticed, I saw you had the note there that maybe we make it free for residents and charge for non-residents. I'm not sure about which way is best there. Those are like my initial knee-jerk reactions to what you were sharing. Yeah, but I am curious to hear from other people too.
I share all those reactions. I do think, I do know from the complaints we get, I think that there's a lot of problems that really are starting to mount over there, that maybe people that don't go over there very often aren't starting to, some see it, some don't.
Yeah.
For me, the splash pad with our kids, it's usually just been, let's go over there for 30 minutes tonight. And so it seems like paying for it would reduce the spontaneity. It's like, well, we're not going because we're only spending 30 minutes. And fencing wise, what about just putting up, there's that brick wall on the west side. Why not continue that around to keep the rest of it? Rather than putting up like a chain link fence, just put a cement brick wall, whatever it is made out of, to continue that and make it look like it was meant to be there. If you do decide to go with charging, I don't know how it would work on a citywide scale, but in some property we own in Orem, we have a pool, and everybody's issued a little key card, a little tap it against the...
Like a community pool kind of thing.
Yeah, and so you have the little key cards that lets us in, and if you lose it, then you have to buy a new one for like $25. So if you go that direction, say, okay, well, you come request it, you can have the first one for free, but if you lose this, you've got to get in, pay for it, and please don't let your out of town friends use it. But it seemed like you want to build it up to something more than just a splash pad if you did start charging.
Yeah.
Like add some water slides or something like that, then because
it's like a whole pool. And like
admission would be like Yeah. We need a pool and slides and fireworks every night.
Again, I'm not necessarily like saying I'm for charging. I'm just saying that's a way to potentially
offset it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm, you know,
the little pong ball, it doesn't really resolve any of the issues there.
Oh, it doesn't.
No, because we got issues with kids on bikes and skateboards and doing damage to it at night.
Dogs coming onto it, right?
Coming onto it. So, but the fence that we proposed would be an ornamental fence, so it would look nice with a wrought iron fence.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so I get where you're coming from, because just a chain link fence would look horrible. So you know, you can make it look like it's supposed to be there. Again, I'm not necessarily advocating any of it. I do think the fence protect the asset is a pretty good idea. Other than that, like, I just think that we might not be coming out of this stuff very soon, you know, and I think there is other issues that are going unresolved. You know, we have a lot of complaints about, you know, the people that take this place over, the music, the, you know, stay all day type mentality. Again, for us, the easy thing is doing nothing and leaving it the way it is.
And I'm okay with that this year. You know, I get it. You know, we're going through some pretty crazy stuff right now, and it'd be nice if we're open, but we can wait till next year. Just go turn the hose on for the kids. They'll run through it 20 minutes and we're done. So
I think part of the one of the discussions me and David have talked about as far as charging is, you know, we get a lot of people coming from Salt Lake that come here and use the facilities, and what that causes is basically an expense to North Salt Lake, because we got to come and clean up and you know, maintain this stuff in these parks that, you know, people are coming from outside North Salt Lake to use, and we're just seeing it more and more and more. And the reason why is, you know, we talk to them, you know, hey, how are you doing? Where are you guys from? I mean, it's just conversations that we have, and they're like, you know, we come from Rose Park, or we're from Taylorsville, or Salt Lake, and these are people that like homestead there all day long, and then leave a big giant mess, and it makes it uninviting for North Salt Lake residents. That's one of the reasons why, you know, me and David talked about maybe just do we do? It's just, you know, kind of throwing it out there. Do we charge? But I don't know. Maybe you guys have better suggestions on how we can
help that. Ryan?
I just wanted to add, at City Council, we brought this up, but I really think this would be a good point for us to make an official recommendation to the council and say, hey, we strongly recommend the following three things and not the following two things, or whatever it is you guys wanted to recommend. Because, you know, we discussed all these same items, and it was kind of like, yeah, we don't know. And I think this would be something good that we could say, hey, we talked about it. If we're not ready to make a recommendation today, I guess we're not ready. But I think we should make a recommendation on this, on how to proceed.
Yeah, I agree. I'm curious to hear from everyone else. Rachel, Tammy, Christine.
I don't know what to say on this one, because I have lots of friends that go there, but I'm in North Salt Lake. But I do feel like they do take advantage of a good situation. I don't know if I agree with the charging, just because it is a free thing and it's a nice thing to have. But maybe if you did signage, maybe that would deter people of that it's supposed to be something for North Salt Lake residents. I mean, I don't know.
Is there signage there?
I don't think there's signage around people, like who can.
There's an amount of signage there that amounts to war and peace.
Yeah. So, you know, in Salt Lake City, when you're driving in next to the Salt Palace, and there's just that art of signs right there.
Yes.
That's what we have at the splash pad. So when you walk into the splash pad, there's like these like, it's like this billboard worth of like 15 signs on it, you know?
Yeah.
And I always laugh because, you know, there's like 15 no dog signs all around it.
And nobody pays attention.
There's still dogs.
And I think there's a weird sign about the limit of bathers there. I can't remember what.
Really, that was
the what was the number, David?
Just
15.
Yeah, it's like 15.
Oh my gosh!
Time. You know, there's like 100 people there, and you're always just laughing. You're like, yeah, but nobody cares about that one.
Really,
and
like that,
I got this great picture, which caused a firestorm, but of a person with their dog right next to the no dog sign, right? And
there are a lot of signs,
but at the same time. You know, people love it, like, right? Like, they use this like crazy, and so we don't want to not have them use the public amenity. So it's a delicate balance.
For sure. And I don't mean this to sound rude by any stretch, Tammy, because everybody says the same thing.
Well,
but, like, people just don't care about the signs. Anywhere we put signs,
they don't ever look. It's for everybody else but them, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm personally opposed to charging anything. I know that's one thing I hope we wouldn't have to do that, but
yeah,
this is a kind of a no-win situation because it's so frustrating, isn't it?
That's a tricky one. Rachel, did you want to say something also?
Well, kind of along the same lines, I feel when I take my girls down there, it's like I pull up and it's jam-packed full of people, and to me, I'm like, that's not worth it for me to, like, just like... You said to just turn on the sprinkler at home, you know, for the time being, and then maybe we address the situation next summer, because I think you're right. The new normal is going to be 3-4 years from now when there's a vaccination, right? So it's like we can't keep the splash pad closed for 4 years because of this. And so it's like there's got to be something that has to happen. So maybe we do go with the fence, but you don't necessarily... maybe you just have one person at the front kind of staffing and counting how many people come in, and then just, you know, the no charge thing, but do the colored wristband thing and kind of every 2 hours make a sweep and say, okay, blue wristbands gotta go, or, you know, like, I think Christine's right. It's a no-win situation. So you just gotta do the best situation to get it open for those people who
are
something for that, hope it, you know?
I like that wristband idea too, but the staff and the money, you know, they're going to have to pay staff to do it, you know, and to find people to do it. And if you ask volunteers to do it, you know, we as volunteers are a blessing and a curse, because some of us, you know, the majority of us do what we say we're going to do, and the other ones can't take the heat if someone comes up, and they shouldn't be treated. No one should be, including the staff. You should not be treated rudely, but, you know, that's just a makeup of some people.
Christine,
and I was thinking the poor person that has to be the one to tell the people that their turn to leave, because I wouldn't want to do that, because people
they are mean. I've heard David and TJ both say how people come right up to their face.
Yeah, I think it sounds like we're all in agreement that the charging, it sounds like that's not something we want to propose. If anything, we feel strongly against the charging solution. I think that's something that, am I wrong in that? Does anyone disagree?
Hey, what are the chances of doing another splash pad, maybe like at Tunnel Springs, where you're there on the other side from one side of North Salt Lake to the other?
I like that idea. I think that, but the same problems would be duplicated, right?
Yeah,
you're right. We talked about that as a city council. So the splash pad down in Legacy, and I mean, Legacy has other things, but it was like $1 million to get the splash pad in the park and some of the things installed. And so, you know, right now, as I just think of our budget, well, one, with COVID-19, you know, the budget's slashed to kingdom come. But then second, we don't even have the funds really to like repair Mathis Park or to like fix Palmquist or something. And so we have so many items that when we talked about it, it was like, oh man, that would be awesome. But it's gotta be 20 years down the road or something until we can fix everything. But I do like that idea, cause you're right. The splash pad is in the far
northwest corner of the city, and it's the farthest drive, you know, and that's why it makes more sense to turn on your sprinklers in your backyard, Rachel, because it's like, I don't want to drive 25 minutes to go to it. Wait, can I ask one question, Manuel?
Yeah, yeah.
You mentioned that the splash pads were on in Daybreak.
Yeah.
Did they have any, like, controls or people, or was it just normal? They just had them on?
I didn't stop to, like, to do much analysis on how they were able to be open. But the one thing that I did notice, it was fenced. Their splash pads were fenced. And so when David brought that up, I was just like, why hadn't we thought of that?
Fenced with a gate or without a gate?
Yeah, I think it's a gate that, like, that people can walk through. Like, okay. It's not a locked gate.
Because since you brought this up last week, David, I've been doing research in different splash pads in Davis County and in Salt Lake County, trying to see, hey, what are people doing, and, you know, how are their splash pads are, and there's just such a huge variety. I mean, I found gated ones in North Layton, Ogden, and I found tons that are ungated. I found some that just have gates to kind of limit where you enter and exit, but there's no gate on it. It's just like a 3 foot tall, you know, mini fence, just kind of to signal not to walk randomly into it. Like, there's such a huge variety that it's kind of hard to say, like, oh, well, this is the standard, or this is what we should do. And so I just wonder if anybody else knows if any are open.
Salt Lake and Davis County are different. The rules, they've got different rules from their health department. Depends on what type of situation. Like, the rec center is charged to get in. They can control the numbers so they can open things like that. I mean, it's just rule of the law. Like, again, you could open it, and, like, when the health, when we talked to the health department directly, TJ and I, we were like, yeah, if you're a rec, we can shut you down to more than whatever, the number 50, people not keeping certain. They're basing it off complaints, and they get complaints from law. So that's when the health department basically reacts when they get those complaints.
And what are the repercussions of them shutting it down?
It's shut down?
So, like, I mean, that's a good question. It's shut down now, so hypothetically, we turn it on, and then 2 weeks later, they get a complaint. They're like, hey, guys, you got to turn it off. And we're like, oh, my bad. I hit the button. It's off now. I mean,
and then do are we able to turn it on at time?
Just blame it on the health department.
I mean, but honestly, it's not a fine or anything. It's just we'll turn it off.
Yeah, and again, we're defaulting by the rules. So, I mean, to me, you're going to get criticized either way, so you might as well go by the law of the land. The way I see it is, if I'm going to be called an idiot, which, again, we're going to get called that on this situation no matter what, we already are.
Right.
I'd rather be saying that I've gone by what the rules have been passed down to me. If somebody above me wants to overrule that and go for it, I don't care. I mean, it's easy for us to turn it on.
So what I'm thinking, I like the fence idea. Again, I think it makes sense to have the fence. I think it helps several of the issues, particularly the dogs. I think it's a much bigger deterrent to bring a dog through a fence. So I like the fence idea, and then I'm leaning towards right now just opening it, maybe put a sign on and say, hey, here's the limit, like on the entrance of the fence, and saying, this is the limit. And then, because I actually think that a lot of people won't take their kids to the splash pad right now because they are worried about the situation. So I'd be curious to see how many people actually show up to the splash pad. And if it's too many, and then the health department comes in and shuts it down, then we can shut it down, and then we can discuss this again and say, okay, we were shut down.
The problem I have with the sign is, then if you put the sign up, just like the dogs, then people call us and yell at us for not enforcing
it.
Yeah. We make a good point. We went over to Lagoon on Saturday, kind of scope out to see if we were going to utilize our season passes this year or not. And it was a ghost town. There was nobody there. And that was the opening day. You could probably walk on most of the rides. I don't know if that's going to be the case all summer, but for opening day, that's a pretty big change for them. So, you know, maybe people just won't go to the splash pad because of their worry that their kids will contract something.
That's an interesting point, though, that you make, David, about the sign, because then that's, people are saying, okay, you made a rule, why don't you enforce it? So maybe we try with the fence with no sign. I'm kind of pushing to open it up so that people who want to can, and then if we get shut down, then I, from everything I'm hearing at this point, I'm okay with the health department shutting us down, and then we can reassess and discuss if it's worth doing everything that you're talking about in order to stay open. Because right now, I think it's a lot of hypotheticals that we're working through right now.
Let me just point this out. I mean, when we've shut it off before, we've had the news. We've had the news call in because we shut it down for 3 hours because there was feces on the pad. So I just hope whoever's making this call realizes that, because, you know, we'd look pretty dumb if people know that we shouldn't be opening it, and yet we're going to open it because people need something to do. I think that's kind of,
but
not only a very good move, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I think that's a good consideration. And right now, it's not that we can't open it. It's that we need to, if we do decide to open it, it has to be with all these rules being enforced. What I'm hearing and understanding.
The truth of the matter, from what we're kind of hearing, is it's going to go green anyway in the next couple of weeks. And if it goes green, then it'll just be open like normal.
Yep.
And then that brings us back to the what is the new normal, and should we be in front of it? I like being prepared. I like thinking ahead. I think we try to do that as a department. We try to do that as a city. And that's really kind of why we threw out this concept of the fence and those sort of things to you guys today.
Yeah.
And gave her that.
Yeah.
Again, for us, the easy thing, DJ can have that thing on tonight in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and if the city council, you know, says that they want it on, that's fine with us. We really don't care. It's the only people calling y'all me and giving Ryan's phone number.
I'm good at handling, you know, the Foxborough complaints.
Yeah, we can say, hey, this was a council decision, so we turned it on.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter to us, but to me, like I said, I default on what I'm supposed to do. Try to keep the rules and just out that way. That's how we approach this. If we're going to be on the bad side of something, I'd rather be on, you know, people are complaining.
Safe side.
I did what I was supposed to do. You know?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Oh. I just kind of wanted to wind this whole thing down. But Brian and Dallas, why don't you go ahead and say what you wanted to say?
Oh, I was just gonna say, you know, we have signs at Eaglewood, you know, not to go sledding there, and yet everybody knows it's the best place to sled in North Salt Lake, and that's where you go sledding, right? And the sign has a purpose. The purpose is a legal purpose, right? So so that we know that. You can't sue to go sledding at North Salt Lake, right? And I don't know why so many other issues are so different than that. It's like you have a sign that says, hey, you know, you're at risk to play or to remember to social distance while being here. And then if the health department gets mad, you say, well, look at our sign. We'll gladly turn it off if you want us to. I kind of think of it like sledding at Eaglewood, but I've also lived next to sledding at Eaglewood my whole life, right? So.
I don't completely disagree with that. I'd say the difference here, though, is there's a lot of people that take this a lot more seriously than making people socializing like that.
It's a hot topic.
Otherwise, yeah.
Yeah.
Where someone, you know, cracking their head open sweating doesn't necessarily impact their business. It's only different. And I'm not trying to take sides on it, but again, day to day, for us, we just turn it on and we don't, it doesn't matter.
Right. Dallas, did you want to?
Well, I was just wondering if maybe there was something that was needing to be replaced in the next couple of years, then you could use that as an excuse to shut it down, fence it off, throw some pipes on the ground, make it look like it's a construction area, drag your feet on replacing it, and then replace it in a month or two, and you've got that job done. It's something that needs to be done, and it was a construction area. So people don't question, well, when are you going to fix it? Or you have to have it fixed. It's like, well, when are you going to have it fixed? We'd like to go. So, oh, sorry, we're working on that. You know, we don't have to say, oh, it works. It just, it's under construction.
Well, the reality is, I guess, if we were to go for a fence, that would be the situation. We'd be probably down for the next month. Maybe that is an easy way to solve that. And to put a fence.
Maybe that's the route that we go. I feel, is there anyone who feels strongly against reopening it? Just who does not want it? Or who does not feel like it should be open at all right now?
Me.
I haven't been getting
those
vibes.
I think if you're worried about the ramifications of angry citizens, that's something you need to consider, but...
Yeah. Okay, then with that understanding, I would feel comfortable proposing to city council that a fence be built around the splash pad. And that's the first step. And then if that pushes it until, I mean, by the time the fence is up, I don't know what the timeline looks like and the execution of that. But that by the time that's done, it might not even be a question that we have to answer or a problem that we have to solve for right now. Does anyone feel different? Is that all right then? Should we propose that to the city council? We could take a quick roll call to propose to city council that a fence be built around the splash pad.
If that's feasible and we have the money to do it.
Yeah. Okay, I saw Dallas thumbs up. Rachel, I think I saw one from you. Tammy, Christine, how do you feel about that?
Good, fine.
Okay. Ryan, is there any comment on that? How do we submit that proposal to city council?
I think, I think you just did through David, and he could bring it up to the city council next week. But you could also send a message to Ken as well. But okay. I think David can carry it.
And then the execution of that, David, I don't know what that's like from, like, at this point, but I think that's... I feel good moving forward with that. Okay. Was there anything else, David, that you wanted us to cover right now?
No, I think we're pretty good. I wish I had more news, like on the dog parks type stuff, but nothing's moving forward really there yet.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to reach out to Ken also because... I was supposed to coordinate with him to have that as a city council topic also from last meeting. So I'll add that to okay. When I reach out to him.
Perfect. Yeah, no, I think that's pretty much it. Unless TJ or John can think of anything else.
Okay. Cool. Ryan, is there any council update that you want to share?
I kind of mentioned this before, but the park... budget is going to be a little bit less than it was previously with all the COVID-19, you know, budget cuts that we're going through. So I think the thought is we just want to be thinking through what park equipment we're going to be replacing on that park replacement plan and what kind of is the plan going forward. And if we do pay for a fence around the splash pad, you know, that's going to be 100% of the budget or more. Probably needs a budget adjustment to pay for it. I don't know if we know final costs, but you have a big wrought iron fence that's pretty for that area. It's, you know, that's probably going to be our park replacement budget plan for this next year.
Yeah, that's a good call out.
It's looking like it'd be between 30 and 40 probably.
What's the budget like for the year, this year?
That's, I'm talking the fence cost.
Well, yeah, 30 to 40, 100,000, David. Kind of what we have left for park replacement.
We have more than that right now.
But but isn't that what's slated in the budget for next calendar, you know, for July 1st through, right?
I can't remember exactly what it came to after they cut it.
Yeah, it's something like that. So if we did 30 or 40, that's better than I thought for the wrought iron.
Yeah, and that would be for out of this year's budget, not next year's too, right?
Oh, it would roll over. We'd pay for it next year. Because I don't think we get it built before then, David.
Probably true. That money all rolls over anyway. And there's
got it. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's a good call out though, Ryan. All right. Was there anything else? Do we need to act on that, Ryan?
Say that one more time, sorry.
Did we need to make any decision or act based on
no.
What you just shared?
No decision yet. Just I think we need to be getting ready to talk about when we review these different parks and things, what our park replacement strategy is going to be.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. I don't have anything else. Does anyone else have anything they want to bring up? Alrighty then. We will adjourn. I believe our next meeting. Take a look at the calendar. Unless someone has that up already. June 30th. Do we do the last Tuesday or the second to last?
Last Tuesday, I think.
Yeah, that's what I thought. June 30th. Alright. That's it. Thank you everyone for participating. Appreciate it. And
wait, isn't it the fourth Tuesday and not the last? Sorry, I was on mute.
Maybe that's what it was.
You're right. It's the fourth Tuesday.
June 23rd.
Okay, yeah. Both of those work for me, so June 23rd. We'll plan on meeting again June 23rd. And then let me know. Feel free to shoot me a note if you feel comfortable meeting in person or if you want to do this again on Zoom. We can see how things go between now and then also.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Good night. Have
Thanks.
A good 3rd of July. I guess we won't see the fireworks.
Yeah. See everyone. Take care.
Bye.